Here at Triple M's Homegrown, Jane Gazzo with you, and it's a pleasure to welcome to the show, I guess a good friend of this show now. I've seen you a couple of times this year, John Stevens. Great
Hi,
to
Jane.
Have you here with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me again.
It's great to see you.
You too.
Even great to see you a couple of weeks back at the Palms at Crown in Melbourne
for
your greatest hit show.
Oh, awesome.
It was fantastic.
Thank you.
But you know what I really loved? The fact that I was like, oh my God, I'd forgotten about this song. Oh my God, that's right. He did Jesus Christ Superstar. That's right. He was in NXS for a bit. Those NXS songs sounded fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what can you say? There's so many great NXS songs. They're one of the great bands of the world, so let alone Australia. So it was a real honour for me to, you know, stand in front of them. And a couple of weeks back, I think, probably about a month ago now, actually, we did the Hey Mate by Abel concert. And Andrew Farris, who wrote all those great songs with Michael Hutchins, him and I, he played together on that gig. And it was for 14 years since we've been on the same stage together, so it was a lot of fun for the both of us. We had a great time playing together.
I saw you on that telecast. Okay. I watched you.
I never seen it. Still haven't seen
it. Oh,
it
was fantastic to watch. Do you know what? I was just so happy to see live music on free-to-air television.
I know, right? Yeah. They should do more of it.
Did they have a problem with the speakers? I mean, it could have been bumped up a lot more.
There was no sound checks. We didn't sound, and the monitoring was absolutely no good. A lot of the artists use in-ear monitors, and I don't, you know. I tried to put one in, and it just didn't work for me, so it was a bit of a war of attrition up there, but, you know, it's just rock and roll to us. You know, for a younger artist that would get on there, they'd wig out because they wouldn't hurt anything. Because it, crash, bang, smash. But, you know, look, we had fun and the crowd were fantastic. We raised $2.3 million for the farmers and for rural aid.
Fantastic.
So it was a great day out.
Well, speaking of the farmers, you've released a song you wrote some time ago called Rain Down On Me to raise money for them.
Mainly because of the title, and I wrote it back in January with a bunch of other songs for a new album. And when I was asked to do the Hey Mate concert, I remembered I had that song, and I pulled it out and just rewrote a little bit of it and just gave it to the powers that be and said, well, every cent you raise goes to the farmers and rural aid. So if you download it on iTunes, $1.69, you're helping the farmers, and that's really what it's all about. It's just another, you know, small contribution from me to keep the finger on the spotlight, I suppose, you know, because the news changes so fast day to day, and our farmers, the pain and the trouble they're in doesn't go away. So we've got to keep on it, have people, you know, just get onto their local government and everywhere and just make some stuff happen.
And it's such a great song.
Thank you, John.
Is this hopefully lead the way to a solo record or something?
Yeah,
what are you thinking about doing?
I'm always working on something, but I started recording in January, and then 2018 I spent 3 weeks in a studio, and Rain Down Me was one of the songs that I recorded, and then I went on the road February 3rd, and I've been on the road all year. And we're coming to the end of November, and my last show's on the 26th of November. And, you know, it's been an amazing year doing this Best Of tour. It's just been everybody around Australia, you know, thanks for coming out and seeing us. And, yeah, it's been amazing.
How's the wife faring with you being away for most of the year?
Well, you know, we're coming in and out all the time. You know, the longest I've been away is probably about 2 weeks, you know, really. I mean, around Australia, it's not far from anywhere. So, look, it's just travelling all the time. It's pretty normal, but I get home on a Monday.
I get home on a Monday.
It's so true. It's just brilliant. And, you know, Tuesday off, and then generally Wednesdays, Thursdays, you're off again, you know, through to Sunday. So, yeah.
This month, of course, marks 21 years since we sadly lost Michael Hutchins,
yeah.
And you were a no-brainer to fill his very big shoes for a time there. And as I said, those songs were just so brilliant the other night. I mean, just bringing them to life in your way did him justice. But
Thank you. Have
you got fond memories? Is there one particular memory that sticks in your mind of Michael, or that sums up Mike? And I'm sure you have many.
Michael's a gentleman. He was a real gentleman, a lovely, lovely man, gentle fella. And, you know, just fun. He's always fun. And I guess the last time him and I spent some mad time together was in Los Angeles. We ran into each other. We were staying at the same hotel. And pretty much I rolled in about 4 PM, and by 4:15, off we went. Roll around till the next day, and we're still going. He just said, oh, I haven't seen you in so long. He just left everything and we just went nuts. It's just a great guy. And singing those songs, I always felt comfortable, you know, joining that band and singing those songs because, you know, we all tried the same boards and we all knew each other. And, you know, Michael recorded with Noiseworks on Take You on the Love Versus Money album. And, you know, I sang on, what did I sing on one of their songs? Baby Don't Cry. You know, I mean, I really felt the, you know, the pain for the boys at the time losing Michael because I lost my brother 6 months prior to exactly the same thing, you know. And they were the same age, and my brother was a musician as well. So, you know, the pain was, you know, very much felt, you know, identified with the boys. So it really was just, you know, helping my mates out, get back, get Humpty Dumpty back together, and they wanted to play music, and why shouldn't they? They're, you know, some of the greatest musicians in the world, and, you know, they wanted me to sing with them. So it was great. 4 years we spent touring around the world, and it was we had some great times.
God, I can imagine. Will you write a book ever, John Stevens?
Not right now, no.
But is there a book in you, do you think?
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, for sure. Somewhere along. But I'm way too young for it.
Oh, I'm not suggesting for a minute you're... but I'm just thinking about the stories, the rock stories you must have.
There's a few.
Let's have a listen to Rain Down On Me right now. John Stevens, always a pleasure to catch up with you.
Likewise, Jane. Thank you.
People can download the single on iTunes right now. $1.69. It goes to the Farmers.
Definitely.
And come back and visit us again here at Triple M's Homegrown.
Will do.